that one of those fighting whose husband is a babe of whom all his folks were injured and children. And this by now, in all these days, I always hear of the opportunity to render direct self-sufficiency. But you're devoting all this beyond to associate personally with the Lord and render service unto him. The example given in this regard, are most appropriate. Because from a baby birth is practically never satisfied, except when the mother bird comes to feed it. Or a small calf is not satisfied unless allowed to suck the milk from the mother's udder. And the chaste, devoted body whose husband is away from home is never satisfied until she has the association of her beloved husband. But you know, Taco recommends that we should chant, this verse should be the mood in which we chant, the mood of longing. O Lord, as I know, as baby birds that have not yet developed good wings, always long for their mother to return and feed them. As small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, and they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers. Or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home, always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects. I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto him. We started our Japanese trade with a description of how we can become shocked and hear that we chant lifelessly the Hare Krishna mantra. Like everything, also our practice can be a dead practice and then practice which is alive. Prabhupada mentions a dead yoga practice and a live yoga practice. So our bhakti yoga can be dead or alive. shun the holy name. We need to be alive with feelings for Krishna. Then it will be very good. Mechanical chanting, I believe that we could all experience at one time or another in our life, will help us to sustain a very dynamic practice. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, a tape recorder can also pronounce the holy name of Krishna. And so can it be. As soon as some danger comes, because the parrot has no real feelings for Krishna, the parrot will express itself differently. Squawk, 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 squawk. So, yes, mechanical chanting as done by the parrot or tape recorder can be done, but that's not the real name. Krishna has not entered your heart. Chanting, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, you can vibrate the holy name simply by moving the lips and tongue. You must vibrate the lips and the tongue. We must vibrate this. But the pure name of Krishna is not lifted. It's heart deep. So, what it means, you must chant the holy name with a devotional spirit, a devotional heart. And today, people try to enter this difficult area to develop spiritual feelings. We gave a semi the notes of the seminar to produce a book because there was a lot of interest in the devotional community for this subject. Arising spiritual emotions. Now you might think, oh, this is a dangerous area, and it is dangerous. We could, in the name of arising spiritual emotions, just become totally sentimental and even sadhya. But there is a careful, responsible way. It is possible for us to develop our compassion for Krishna. And one way is given, and we will talk about this. Somehow, I think we have all understood we must come in contact with our heart and each heart. Thinking, willing, and then feeling. And we know the easiest way for us to do anything with full absorption is when we feel for this. Therefore, our words and our language are negative. causa, for instance, the switch creation of our feelings of fear. He was afraid of Krishna, therefore he reached Krishna. He was always thinking of Krishna. Fear is obviously not the right way for a sadhaka to be afraid of Krishna. But there is a place where fear, the feeling of fear, the strong emotion of fear, can quickly bring us to Krishna. You know, read something about Prabhupada. It's Prabhupada wrote about this. Then there are other examples. And then the example of the gopis have been given who had love for Krishna. That's also a feeling. And then the normal sadhaka, they reach Krishna by absorbed type of dharana. This is how we reach Krishna. We must absorb ourselves. That means we must bring our spirit, our life, and here the example has been given so that we learn to go in the right direction. All our lotus, I will say it now in different words, all lotus I thought, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service to you. As baby girls, they have not yet developed their wings, always looked for the mother to return to feed them. I yearn for the opportunity to render direct service to you. As small calves, tied with ropes, were separated now from their mothers and made anxiously the time of milking, and they will be allowed to come to their mothers and drink the milk. I yearn for the opportunity to render direct service to you. Or there's a very mental and disturbed and morose wife whose husband is away from home, always longs for him to return, so that she can satisfy him in all respects. I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service to you. My dear devotee, every drop of practice depends on the feeling. In fact, everything you do, even material, if you are successful or unsuccessful, depends on your mental condition in which you do this. Prabhupada gives us an example of how everything spiritual and material depends on your bhava, on your mental condition. He says people generally go to the Ganges to be purified of the effects of sinful life. But here, he means the sinful sons of Kumbheras, here is an example how foolish persons enter the Ganges to become involved in sinful life. These two sons of Kubera, they're doing, they're the naked ladies of the Ganga. So it is not that everyone becomes purified by entering the Ganges. Everything spiritual and material depends on one's mental condition. Those of you who want to study this area, it's in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th chapter, verse number 4. It's a purport. It's a purport which is written by Srila Prabhupada. So this is a very, very nice example. Usually we go to sacred pilgrimage to Ganga and we want to purify ourselves. Remember these beautiful scenes where the devotees are at the Ganga and they pray and remember your time in the Ganga. How beautiful it is. But here we have to practice of British people to go with the swimming pool was very attractive to the politicians of the previous East Germany. And that was a scandal for which some of them they met the prostitutes and the swimming pool. So these people who do such things, they bring the Gangas and such, I mean, they become engaged in, they don't become beautiful. There is a shocker about this, obviously, that each day 1,000 prostitutes of Calcutta enter the Ganga to wash off their bodies, and then after this, they will go again to the streets. So, also chanting, if your mental condition, if your mental is material, you will not have so much benefit. Some benefit is there. Who can describe the benefit which is there? I would say the holy name is so merciful that it enters the heart even of an impure chanter and sweeps the heart. So when you become disturbed, what you become disturbed of is the dust which is risen by the holy name. It is your own impurities. There are devotees who always tell us, I have one problem. And there are loud speakers. And then, of course, it's very much chanted. The holy name is really very, very difficult for me. And the voice telling me when I ask, very advanced speakers, is the problem is not the loud speakers. The problem is inside. Just enter into this good practice and not face this chapter. Therefore, as you become more eager for your healing practice, you must be ready to work on your heart and on your life. That's why we have the 10 offenses, which help us to live in such a way that we get rid of the dust. We also work on the dust, which is covering us. We also work on this design. Very effective. If you want to enter the process of real chanting, of real Krishna consciousness, there's only one help which you can take. It's your own eagerness for Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Yavaram Krishna, I want you so much. I want to reach you. If you have this, then you will be very easily entering the right feeling of yearning for Krishna. There is a quotation from Krishna book that says, even the cows and dogs in Vrindavan knew how to cry for Krishna and embrace him heart to heart. Actually, the perfection of Krishna consciousness can be culminated in the shedding of tears from the eyes. What Krishna Prabhupada used to say, how we should chant, he said, it's like the crying of the child for the mother. Most of you are young. Thank you.
good job.
And the time for me to get there, the room for you to drill. But there is a job as the dentist. So, Krishna, when do you feel that we need Krishna, my dear devotees? This is the whole grasp of our spiritual practice. That we feel from within our heart, we really need Krishna. Without Krishna, we just cannot go on in our life. It is the best way to understand. Such a devotee who calls out like this for Krishna, he will have the spirit in his practice. I think you can see now why I was a little in a difficult role when I told Krishna concentration techniques, because this is about something Krishna consciousness is really about. Is developing these feelings for Krishna. But what surprised me very, very much is a letter which I became aware of, the letter of Srila Prabhupada, where he talked to a new devotee, Janaki. Janaki was, you can say, a little emotional. Or, he said, they all become disturbed. What is it? He means, I was not around at that time, but the other devotees became disturbed. And she wrote Prabhupada. And Prabhupada wrote in the tears for Krishna is put as associated with the personality. Your feelings and tears of Krishna consciousness will make you more enriched in spiritual enlargement. I don't remember even one devotee from Yugoslavia, I don't know, at that time we only knew Yugoslavia, it was still gone. His name was Matsya. Who knows Matsya? Have you met him? Have you heard of him? Somebody has heard of him. Matsya had a big head like this, then a big heart like this. When Matsya was out, he said, I remember the head going. He would come up, and there was a Ramacharya moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You can ladies, especially here in Bhakti, are really overwhelmed with feeling for Krishna. And you begin to meet the great devotees, you will see how soft their hearts really are. You will see how they have learned this art to teenagers will put a picture of their stars in their rooms. You will also see this Ricardo, although your child is now very young, but when she is older and comes into her teenage things, she will most probably do what all teenagers do, to put the pictures of the person they want be like in the room. And sorry, if I visited her, the room of a teenage who's coming to the home, she's just leaving the teenage yes, and entering into womanhood, and has already entered. I was in the room, she told me, all these decorations I want to take down, I want to put other pictures now. But it was a picture, it was amazing, of a lady with short hair. And what is it? Headphones. And today, Babylon has come to Istanbul. Babylon is a city of cities. I don't know, I don't remember it. The lady was beautiful on the poster. But I almost fainted because the teenager had the same haircut as the model. On the wall. Maybe some of you know this teenager. It was amazing, the same haircut, because if you meditate on something, it comes into your heart. I will not tell you what it's like from my mom. You will never listen to a lecture. This is psychology in action. If you don't have qualities, this is my whole psychology system. Meditate on people who have the qualities. Have pictures, have examples, follow their examples. Do as they do, and the qualities will come. I saw this in this share in that purpurana that you get 1% of the religious benefit of a person by thinking of him.
That's a principle that says this thing of a religious person.
You get 1% of his qualities by thinking of him. And you don't always degree sometimes people of other people. But they often. And these qualities will come to you. You will become. Very simple to them. I must admit to you, I was thinking in my tummy is a little off the jagger. I like to be because he was so much protesting. I come from the protest generation. There was people who really protested, who really tested on the head of the society. This is real way that things is forbidden by the society. And then I remember one time in some Paris, the newspaper called me the beginning of the Hurricane Show. I want to see if you have questions that I can take this point in my workshop. Is it clear to you that you must awaken your faith? Is there a bit of a mind to be given? That's why I have to do time to be just this. This morning, the Divashi, Nandanis, put some very nice pictures together. Do you have them here? Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Prayer which I want to read for you. And you should please listen carefully. It is said that these prayers are extremely powerful in awakening our spiritual feelings. It said any devotional process even which is done with these two prayers is immediately successful. Find these prayers in the dietary book.
Would you like to know the sound of the prayers?
Therefore, you are known as the destroyers of fear for those who are surrendered to you. Do not this. Me and whatever little bit is mine in this world and the next. I now offer you the world's food. O Lord of Krishna, I certainly am a bold of many offenses. I am completely devoted of many devotional practices. I have no resort or shelter.
I regard you as the ultimate power.
I yours, O Lord of Srimati Radharani, as are my actions, mind, and words. O Srimati Radharani, lover of Sri Krishna, I belong to you alone. You both are my only destination. O Lord and Krishna, O ocean of mercy, you are my only shelter, and thus I take shelter of you. Although I am such a fallen offender, please be merciful to me and make me your servant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, Vrindavan Thakur says, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, all Bhakti Yoga is the greatest treasure. Bhakti Yoga means crying or remembering Krishna's names. The pure name of Krishna manifests when one cries while chanting the name of Krishna. Wealth and high birth are useless. One does not worship Krishna. Krishna himself declares the Adi Purana, Dayanti Manga Mani, Rudanti Manga Samvido, Keshavam Parikrita, Nanya Krita Jana Rakshanakta. I am purchased, bought. God means I become now the possession of those who sing my name and cry in front of me. I am not purchased by anything else, not becoming the possession. suggestion, no?
Now you might say, oh, thank you for the section, but you don't know how hard Father Time provided me for Krishna. Full absorption in our contemporary civilization is related to the fulfillment of the libido. At the moment when the libido is fulfilled, the word ecstasy is used in our language, which means the total absorption of what is going on at the present moment. It's unfortunate in our civilization that this is the only thing I prefer. Everyone who is a materialist knows of what we are talking. The full absorption of meeting is very Krishna consciousness should bring us to full absorption of Krishna. And that is always a blessing by Krishna. In the holy name, chanting of the holy name is always a blessing. We must go to Guranga Mahaprabhu to the deities, and we must thank them for the holy name for this full absorption. And I would like to give you, I was always trying to find out when did I make the decision to become a devotee. And it happened actually. On one visit to the temple, I was there, a young person, like young person is. And I remember I would visit the temple in the morning in Bangalore. I had the habit just stay up in the night and sleep during my schooling. Engaged in the night in culture, music, so theater, so films, and so on, in my family life. I was very angry for this. I was not very simple. I was not simple. This life I did not really engage in simple activities, much simple activities. absorbed. I thought this was I could find this literature position to absorb the works of music. That was my orientation. And I spent the psychology to know how can I also absorb what to do with my mind to get completely absorbed. That was then I went to the temple. Somehow struck and immediately I went to the bookshop and the brain when he talks about people who are at the house and poets. It's a close half of marks of this, but then he's trying to describe this. Good camera of the bookshop for a whole day. And I thought, this is it. To become absorbed in the greatest thing in God. And then I decided maybe I would become a monk, even if I have to dress in this funny dress. I remember I made this decision. It was okay if I could do this, but I was also attached to the whole time. But I said, maybe I to the workshop where we will talk on how to arise these deep feelings of absorption. We will start with a very intense meditation. And we might even do a little bit. Without was the feeling of seeing Krishna's prayer. These are all the examples of an expectation. How he's sitting in Vrindavan and he feels separated from Krishna and he glorifies Radha and Krishna as the best of those who give charity. Then he says, I have ever chanted your holy name, even if it is slightly. Association of the Lord in Krishna's service. So these are also the goals which we are trained for in our life. Please accept my education in your service. That is what we are. So I would like to have some taste, or I would like to go through the desert. If this never works, then Krishna seeks to make the desert bigger. But if you come in a certain attitude, you are allowed. It's like a visa, so to say. Practice is the main thing of the position of Krishna's mercy in this practice. This man has had no prosperity because he worked at all. And then I had changed his sister, Daddy, and for me, and I thought I can make it. So I went to a little border there on an island and said, Mara, would you like to walk? And I know how can you train the body to get going to walk. Then Mark, why not? Or I don't know it. He was I think 2 years old. He was phenomenal. And I think I speak a little bit. And Mark took me a long time to observe the boy. The boy was a comfort lover. He didn't like the boy. He had gone out once with a foreign.
I was also sort of thirty, but I
talking is very nice for the people. I walked and danced and so on and so forth. It's very nice. You do please.
And then one child took another child, so came on pictures of the book.
And I said, see, I'm here, and then I tell back to him, and he didn't want to walk, but I had to carry him out. And then somehow I caught him, and he couldn't fall in this way. Finally, he got some faith that he would fall. He'd fallen maybe on some needles, or I don't know how. And then he, after some time, he walked in. I was thinking very much like that Krishna consciousness. The lecturer who has given this lecture must have had in mind that bhakti always comes from bhakti. Devotion comes from devotion. That's not the why that not what he had in mind when he said this. You can have a spiritual master and not have a connection for. Thank you. then later they may feel that I need a connection. But then also it's necessary how to make the connection on the spiritual platform. That is, to accept the spiritual help and come and not just have a nice, interesting human relationship. Or, then someone asks, or the young devotee wants the spiritual master, please tell them first, establish a connection. By hearing from the persons, whether for the advice of the person, by looking at the example, and then you feel a real connection, and then you can have an official connection. It's like what you have, that I would like to add. The main principle is here. What you can do, for instance, a donation to Srila Prabhupada, which is an example, he listened to this given idea, Gaurari has found the tape, because like today, Srila Prabhupada, I'm excited with this, or he would say, son, whatever tape, which is the last one, is there you have listened properly, and there's another, and you have the other. That was very good. And then I believe. Yes, by the way, I had a quotation from Srila Prabhupada.
And I had a problem with this when I was trying to work outside, because I always wanted to do it as much as possible and achieve as much as possible. And then there I thought I would have more time for spiritual life, and then there I would focus myself. And for some time I started, this didn't work. And then I saw I had to into it also into the this world that I'm trying outside for my in order to show me this also in order to face out this out. And then the next stage is how to connect it with Krishna consciousness, because you said you would like to you want to develop service like this. And then I read Prabhupada the Ramita is a big one wanted to see how Prabhupada well he was like running more around India, working and everything, and so he was Krishna conscious. But for me, sometimes it's really like, oh, I can't remember this. And I don't
meetings up today, the annual exercise that you have indicated to me. We stop walking when we don't have any quality of life. What is your name?
very good question. Which really answers the first and the very good question.
We heard about Gurus,
says,
but we also learned that Krishna has a plan for us. So how do we know what is Krishna's plan? Not that we said Gurus, which are maybe not Krishna's plans. By this question you are purchased about. Now, an complicated answer is, have goals which you know are for sure in Krishna's plan, like become more pure and so on and so forth, do service and so on. This is my uncomplicated question, and I could get out of my dilemma by just giving such an uncomplicated answer. But I want to take your answer and your question to the point that I think you have this in mind. Very specific things. Specific service, how do I know it's Krishna's plan? For this, you have to ask the spiritual master. I don't see any other possibility. Ask the spiritual master. Be willing to give his answer. Be willing to ask the question also. You can't ask the spiritual master. Well, what do you think I should do? That maybe you can have an idea of your reasons or not. The Manushtana Gita says, in the absence of an enlightened soul, you have to ask six brahmanas for the independent counsel, and then you know what is the right to do. An interesting subject. Paramahamsa, I noticed you have shown a sign of appreciation. It's a very appreciated. I appreciate this. Six Brahmana, the only school are politically nature. Yeah. We have such nice devotees in Yatra, ask them to hear what they say. Thank you very much for asking these questions, because I can see your chanting has moved you yesterday. You have this is a wonderful question. Is it? Something has happened to you from yesterday onwards. And was not all struggles, you have actually become more spiritual. I can see this. Although the sound of your chanting yesterday was much better. Parandama said, here just joined maybe for the kid and the little. And he said, I can feel it already. But he said, like that, he said, I'm already transported, said Parandama, because you have chanted already. No, something has happened.
some devotees say that we just live our lives. Krishna is in charge. Makes the plans. And you have now said something different. You see, there is a place for this also in Bhakti Yoga. The devotees say that. The devotee is like a child who is totally dependent on Lord Krishna. But this doesn't mean we become hippies. You know, I sometimes think we should totally learn a new language so that we don't approach the philosophy to the same concepts which we have when we use the English or Croatian language. At the same time, this making yourself dependent on Krishna means to also put in your best effort in Krishna consciousness. There are the two things, mercy and effort. In Indian philosophy, you find always this death and monkey example. Smaller in relationship to Krishna's, because we are insignificant spiritual souls. The whole process of Bhakti Yoga, there are instructions and do this, don't do that. That means you have to act. You have to do something. There's a nice article which I would really like to have it. I don't have it with me. By my friend Bhurijan Prabhu. He wrote it for the GBC, and he said that the article was meant to provoke them into thinking, philosophical thinking. The article read about automatic process. And it is full of quotations where he said it's not that Krishna consciousness works by just being there, then something magically you become a pure devotee. You do have to put your effort. That is an automatic process. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses this in the 10th canto of Krishna consciousness happens by a combination of the devotee's own effort. And he gives the example of Mother Yashoda, who ran to catch Krishna, but she really ever she ran so fast the flowers fell out of her head. Now, because the flowers are conscious living entities, they fell out of her head, actually due to different reasons. There are three groups of flowers who fell out of Mother Yashoda's head. The first group of flowers was very partial to Krishna. They said, we can't be part of this catching Krishna. You just leave immediately. This is an offense. So the flowers jumped out of there. The second group of flowers had another meditation. And only the third group of flowers, which is part of the spell. So, but are no obstacles in Krishna consciousness as long as you have your goal. Then there is something to mature.
Obstacles are what you see when you lose the goal out of sight. There is something wrong with that. None of you like these things.
It's not Shastra. I like
goals are important.
Since we are sitting here,
what other things did I have a simple question to you? How was yesterday? What were your experiences?
Yesterday when I came in and I saw you were also moved that I did not want to ask you and I didn't want to show you the movie. I just said, oh, let's just put the book, let us just sit down and chat together.
I also wanted to show you that in kirtan it is so much more easy to focus our mind.
Anyone wants to share something?
Chanting of Krishna around, they will ask the question to us, what is the relationship of Krishna? First of all, we hope your stay of that devotee.
The purity of a Vaishnava is judged by how much attraction or rati he has for the holy name. It has nothing whatsoever to do with his official status as a Vaishnava or his well, erudition, youth, amazing appearance, strength, and followers.
But we
Vivekananda, I have very good news for you. Krishna has seen your child. And in this nice quotation of Krishna Nacharya, Krishna is watching for all the time. It's not that for Vivekananda. Can we just wait a little bit more to see how long what he does? Krishna is thinking it differently. You may be disappointed with yourself, but Krishna is not. That's why I feel surprised that all of you have tried and given the best. It doesn't matter if you have reached a certain number or not. Krishna has seen you try. And he will return to you. He won't forget it. Because his guna, his quality, is incredible for every service, which is that you will now see that he's most important. It's in the nectar of devotion. Prabhupada said, Draupadi calls for a few times Krishna, and just imagine what happens to a devotee with that. Krishna is nothing. See, we have to come out sometimes out of the self-conscious spirituality and enter into another Krishna. Another experience that is Jayanti. That was very merciful to you. Atya, please speak a little louder so you can hear. Not.
which we have eaten, because she wanted to make sure only the slightly smokers, try to just whatever we want to say in the two pictures, you just put briefly, as part of the information to the first workshop, and then you can send in the afternoon, because you can send a little extra grounds as you wish. I think it's nice. Because we need to give, and when we speak, we need to give ourselves a little bit to the practice. My suggestion is don't count the rat. Get out of this counting thing. You know, it's not good for us. It's going to be count for us. So, all right, and then we have a nice. Then we have some more. I see now there are more questions in the audience. I have seen also you have questions which you could not answer. So people continue to like this. I would say one thing which I wanted to say at the beginning. And then you will see the interesting movie which was this movie made for the Jeffrey. So what you see is that it's not only time to get home.